Welcome to the LaPorte County Public Library's podcast, Do We, Don't We?
The podcast that shows you what our library has beyond the books.
On each episode, staff at the LaPorte County Public Library will introduce you to services at the library that might surprise you.
Come along and find out, do we, don't we?
Hello, and welcome to Do We, Don't We? The LaPorte County Public Library podcast about the services that we have to provide for the whole community. I'm Christy Chatterton, Public Relations Professional with the library, and today's guest is Community Engagement Librarian Pam Okeson. Welcome, Pam.
Thank you so much for having me, Christy.
We're really excited about what our topic of conversation is today, which is the makerspace and all of the unique and cool technology that the public can use and learn how to use through a series of tutorials. Pam, tell me a little bit about what the makerspace is and means to the library and the community.
Well, Christy, the makerspace is a space that community members can come and use equipment that we provide. They can collaborate there together and in that space learn new skills with those technologies. So if you think about the typical STEAM idea, all of the tools that we've picked really address opportunities to learn in science, technology, engineering, arts, and math with those tools. So it's really a collaborative learning space that we have available here for the public to come in and use.
I love that. And in the past half decade or so, we have really seen libraries take this STEAM concept and really embed it into their programming and their events, and like our library has done. And we are very grateful that the community has also embraced that. And they want that, and they tell us some of the things that they want. And I'm just super proud that we can provide that to them as an added layer of all the other services that we provide. Who do you think benefits the most from having these types of technologies at their fingertips here at the library?
Well, I can think of a few different types of people that would really try to take advantage of these tools and opportunities to learn. One of them, of course, is students. So in your high school path or your college path, you're trying to gain some skills in 3D design. You're getting ready to go to college and you want to practice that and apply it by taking a 3D design and doing something tangible with it. We have tools that you can do that with. The 3D printer is a good example of that, where you can design a 3D model and then use the 3D printers to print it and test your prototype, test your idea, and see if you got what you thought you would get, and learn from that experience of designing, redesigning, and reprinting. The same would apply to something like the laser cutter. So students will extend their learning from school or prepare to learn about those tools when they go on and continue their education. Another group of people that might leverage these tools would be people who are trying to increase their skills for jobs. So if you know that there are opportunities for a new job or advancement in your job and it requires learning some new skills, you could practice those skills or at least get an introduction to those skills by using the tools. Think of soldering. You know that your company has opportunities for someone who has to do some soldering work, but you've never done it. You're nervous about maybe a learning path. You could come to a class at the library or come to the Maker Lab and use the soldering tools and get some hands-on experience and start practicing.
And the great thing about that is we actually have real life experience in that. We know people that have done that already and they've skilled up and they've, you know, they've leveled up their job performance and they've been able to move up on that platform. And so we have the opportunity of actually seeing what can come of a collaborative makerspace like this, where people of all walks of life, having a little bit of experience or not experience, you know, I'm going to just mention my, I call it my light bulb moment, when in the very early stages of a makerspace that we were creating here, we have, and I think we still have the actual materials, I can't remember what they were called, but it was all about circuitry. And I realized that what I was creating was basically the hardware or the insides of what a doorbell would be. And it was like a light bulb moment, because I really don't have that knowledge in my everyday experiences. But just by playing with this technology that we have, I realized that this is how, you know, a doorbell works. And I did have my own personal little light bulb moment. So I like to promote that as something, you know, anybody can come in, and whether they might take a 3D printing class, or whether they might take one of our classes on the Cricut machine, which is an electronic die cutting machine, they can too have their light bulb moment. And you never know where that light bulb moment will take you. It might spark something in you to really have the desire to maybe change a career path, maybe look into a little bit different, hobbies or something. And that's what I love about the makerspace. I think it gives everybody, it puts everybody on a level field, especially, coming into it, and then they can advance as much as they would like. We have some exciting news. 807 Indiana Avenue, a building that the library is refurbishing, rehabbing, and making it into a wonderful community space called The Exchange, will have quite a bit more of technology that people can get hands-on experiences with. You want to talk a little bit about, like, some sneak peeks of what type of things will be over there?
Sure. Yeah, there's so much to be excited about when we prepare to move into this space. So we've been gathering equipment. We've been testing it. So one of the things that's super exciting about this new space is that there will be an audio recording room and a video recording room in that space, with the tools to do some of that work. So for example, this podcast that we're recording right now, we would have a dedicated space with the tools that the public can use for
this
purpose.
It'll be so awesome.
Yeah, it's super exciting. So that's a little sneak peek. In the makerspace on the upper level of that building, we're adding a few tools that haven't been available here at the main library in LaPorte. So for example, laser cutters. Laser cutters require ventilation out, so we'll be able to operate and learn how to use laser cutters and make all kinds of really cool projects.
So awesome.
Another tool that we'll have is a CNC milling machine. So that's kind of like your connection to subtractive manufacturing, right? You take a piece of material, you've got a design, and you mill away, and then you end up with that object that you want. We're also going to have a few woodworking tools. We'll have a set of lathes, so we can start to get hands-on with lathes. So a cool project that we'll start with will be like these pen making projects. So you can make like a personalized pen where you use the lathe to carve out the wood. We will have a drill press, so that tool will work with the lathes to help us do our drilling. But there are also projects you can do simply with a drill press.
I can't even express how exciting this is for the community. These are tools and machines that people might not be able to afford on their own, and yet they're going to have the opportunity to experience, to get hands-on training on them in a controlled environment. And you just never know where that might take someone, you know, what they might create and move forward with from that. So very grateful for that. So I do have a question for you, Pam.
Okay.
I would like to know what truly inspires you, and what is your favorite project or your dream project that you personally would like to create in all of our maker technology that we offer?
Well, Christy, when we move across the street, I have a heartbeat for a project that I'm just itching to get my hands on. So what I'd really like to do is get a piece of material that has linoleum mounted on top of a block. And I want to use the milling machine to mill away the linoleum to create a raised stamp out of the linoleum. And then I'm going to lay out some fabric and I'm going to get myself some paint and I'm going to stamp a custom.
A hand block stamp.
Yeah.
Piece of material.
Yeah. And then I'm going to figure out what I'm going to make with that. And I'll probably use the sewing machines that will be there as well. So we've got a set of Janome sewing machines.
Yes.
And if it's going to be, if I end up choosing some heavy canvas, well, I'll be able to sew that too, because we've got a heavy duty Conso sewing machine. It's more of an industrial power. So if I want to combine whatever I make, maybe with some leather trimming, or I end up using some heavy canvas, I'll still be able to do that because we've got all of the tools to achieve that project. So I'm going to try to like bring it all together with a design.
I love that. And I can see like a batik kind of imprint stamp, you know, something graphic, you know, like modern graphic. But when you put it all together, it just makes this amazing print. I can't wait to see it. It sounds super awesome, super cool. And that's just some of the things that people can dream up and imagine themselves, and then they'll be able to have the opportunity to come in and make it into a reality, which I don't know. I just feel like that is such an asset to our community. I feel like not many communities have this opportunity, especially in a space where it will be zero cost to very low cost. And I cannot wait. Summer 2021 can't come soon enough, can it?
Indeed. I think the other thing that really excites me, Christy, to be honest, is the opportunities for people to meet other people and to collaborate. So we've got community experts who want to share their knowledge and talent. They can engage as a volunteer and assist with instruction, can support some of the processes that we have going on over there. They could even maybe support us with some basic scheduled maintenance tasks. There's a lot of ways for people to collaborate and contribute to what this space, the exchange, will provide for the community. So the people part of it is so exciting for me, too.
Yeah, well, socially, I think that is such a great idea, where maybe you don't want to come in and create your own things because you've been doing it for 20 years or something, but you know that you have that talent that you can give to a novice, coming in for the first time wanting to work on a lathe, and you know you have the skills to give. You're able to volunteer. You're going to be able to show them, work with them, and it's just an opportunity to mentor. Basically, it's a great mentoring opportunity in a hands-on environment, and we can't wait. The exchange has been a hot topic around here at the library. We're all super excited. I get excited when I go down to the current maker space and I see all of the new equipment that's being put together and we're creating our tutorials on and practicing on. So we are all, comfortable in teaching the public, and it just can't come soon enough. That's what I'm going to say. We're just excited for summer 2021. So thank you so much, Pam. We really appreciate you being here, and we look forward to many more podcasts where all of our community engagement librarians can come in and speak on what they're working on. And we just look forward to seeing you and what you create. We'll have to give a little update later about your personal creation that you get to make.
Thanks, Christy.
Thank you.